大家好.
Welcome to another episode of the Convo Club, the Mandarin podcast where you get to talk back. If you like us, a free way to show your love is to subscribe, rate, review, and best of all, to share us with others you know. If you'd like to connect with us, send us a message at ChineseConvoClub@gmail.com. I'm your host, Lindy, aka Ling Jie, and here with me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Vicky Zhang.
大家好, 我是Vicky, 很高兴又回到我们的节目。 感谢大家对我们的支持，也欢迎您订阅、评论和转发。如果您有什么问题，或者想和我们进一步的交流，也欢迎您发邮件到我们的邮箱。你今天还好吗？啊，今天我很不错呀，想跟你聊一个八卦，你想不想听？
当然想听。 So you're going to gossip a little bit.
啊哈，对，是的。
OK，你有什么八卦？
要告诉你一个大冤种的故事。啊，OK，大冤种。
So I've just learned this word recently, and I believe that it means someone who is a doormat.
是的，是的，像我们前一次聊过的那个恋爱脑一样， 就是在一个relationship里面， 然后他没有什么原则的去付出， 有的时候甚至会被别人利用， 我们就叫这种人大冤种。
Okay, so 这个人也没有最底线， right? Like a person that doesn't have any boundaries.
是的。
Okay, right. And to go back to what you were saying a moment ago, so when you say 原则, I believe that means standards. Right, a person with no standards. They just kind of allow themselves to be treated however.
对。
Yeah. 是不是一个很自卑的人? Is that the right word? Like you have low self-esteem?
可以这么说吧。 好像一般情况下, 如果一个人比较自信的话, 也不容易成一个大冤种。 这是应该是他们是有联系的。
So somebody who has low self-esteem is much more likely to become a doormat. Definitely, than somebody who's very confident.
Uh-huh, 是的.
Yes. Okay, 很有道理. Okay, well, I can't wait to listen to this story, so let's go through our vocabulary words first.
某省.
Some province, somewhere.
路费.
Travel expenses.
嫌弃.
To disapprove, to look down on, to have a distaste for someone or something.
专科.
Technical institute, trade school.
配不上.
To not be good enough for.
211.
A top-tiered university, such as Harvard, Yale, etc.
激动.
To be excited, thrilled.
癌症.
Cancer.
伺候.
To wait upon, to serve.
照顾.
To take care of. Look after, attend to.
大冤种.
A total doormat.
你别说.
You're not going to believe this, but.
娶.
To marry a woman.
那现在就让我们来听一下今天的这个八卦故事吧.
好的.
，一高中同学谈了个某省农村的，男的去他学校找他，一分钱没有，还得他出路费，再跟他要几块钱买饼吃，然后他全家嫌弃他是专科，配不上211的男的。后来某天，这男的突然跟我同学说想结婚，我同学还挺激动。后来知道是男的爸爸得癌症了。 需要有人伺候照顾，就想起他这个大冤种了。你别说，他还真去了呢。伺候了半年，最后男的也没娶她。So
let's unpack what just happened in this story. We have a woman who is talking about her 高中同学. I'm assuming they're not in high school right now, but it's somebody who was once her high school classmate.
嗯哼，对。 他说我一高中同学谈了个某省农村的。
All right, so this person who used to be my high school classmate was in a relationship with a guy from some province somewhere. When they say 某, that means some,、
mm-hmm.
right, some place. 省 is province. So I'm assuming that this girl is talking about not her own province. It's like some province somewhere I can't remember.
Mm-hmm, 对。
Okay, and then 农村的。他在说那个人吗？那个男的。Or is she talking about the place that he is from?
他指的是这个男生他是从农村出来的，就是他的 family 是农村的，就是 you know, his family is like farmers.
Okay, all right. So the next part I have a little question on. Can you go ahead and read that phrase?
男的去他学校找他。
Okay, so he went to her school, wherever that was, to find her. Does that mean just like one time? Or does that mean like he often went to her school to go like hang out with her?
他这里没有写清楚。我觉得可能是会不止一次吧。
All right, so 在讲这个故事的女性她说的比较随便。Like she just says, oh, he went to her school to find her. Well, what do you mean by that? Like one time or like a lot of times or how did that go? But okay, so you imagine that it must have been several times.
对，如果他们是 in relationship,、
mm-hmm.
我觉得就应该肯定是不止一次的是他是这么做的。
So it must have been several times. Also, one question about them being in a relationship. When we were discussing 恋爱脑, we talked about 谈恋爱. And I can't help but notice that in this first sentence here, it says, you know, 我的同学谈了个陌生农村的。So she doesn't say 谈恋爱。She says, 谈 some guy from somewhere. So I guess you can leave the 恋爱 out.
对，一般你会说他正在和谁谈，也是这个意思。
Okay, so normally you can just say she is in a relationship with whomever. And you don't have to say the 恋爱. Okay, he goes to her school however many times. And what was kind of the interesting thing there?
一分钱没有，还得他出路费。再跟他要几块钱买饼吃。
Okay, first of all, 还得他出路费。So there's a lot of ta's in this story, and it's easy to lose track of which person are we talking about. But in this case, she's talking about her classmate. 他得出路费。So what does that mean?
这个女孩子还要 pay for his trip, 让他出路费。
Yes. All right. So, 路费, 路 is road, 费 is expenses, right? So, she had to pay his travel expenses. I think it's interesting that they use the word 出, 出去的, 出, like to go out or to exit. They don't say 付. Could you say 他付路费?
也可以, uh-huh.
Okay.
付路费, 出路费, 啊, 其实比如说付钱或者出钱都行。
Okay, 还得他出路费, so the girl had to pay the travel expenses. And then, not only that, but then the guy hits her up for some more money to buy food.
再跟他要几块钱买饼吃。
I like how she says that. So, 再 means like, and then, right? 跟他要几块钱买饼吃。So, 跟他要 is, it seems like that's a very casual way to put, and then he asked her,for some more money, right? 跟他要。Can you give us some other examples using 跟他要怎么怎么样？
比如说一个小孩子要吃冰淇淋，然后妈妈说没有，然后这个小孩就会跟他的爸爸去要。
跟他的爸爸去要。So to go get something from somebody,
mm-hmm.
I guess is how I would kind of explain that. Okay, 再跟他要。几块, so a bit of money, right? Or a few bucks. 几块钱买饼吃。Are we talking about 煎饼, like those savory pancakes? Or what exactly are we talking
对,
about?
对,这个饼在中国是一个很流行的一种饭。它就是用面做的,其实就像美国的面包一样的一个 popular 的 food。有的时候是肉饼,里面是有馅儿的。 有的时候可以是菜的饼、嗯、有的时候如果里面没有馅儿，那就直接就是个饼，都可以。
Okay. All right. The word 馅儿 that you use, is that like stuffing?
Uh-huh,
like,
对。
Okay, like a filling. So, okay, so it's bread. It's made out of 面, which is, I'm assuming, 面粉, flour.
I think somebody joke about the 饼, and they think it's a reverse of the pizza. So the pizza, you put the 馅儿 outside, and then the 饼, you put the 馅儿 inside of the dough. Yeah.
So the pizza, the stuffing is out on the top, whereas for the 饼, it's actually inside.
对对。
Okay. And it can be onions, meat, I guess all kinds of different things.
对对，都可以，甜的、咸的、肉的、素的都可以。
听起来真好吃。
是很好吃。
Okay, so let's see. He hit her up for some money, for the travel expenses, for food, and then what happens next?
然后他全家嫌弃他是专科，配不上211的男的。
All right, so now we're talking about his family. A couple of things to unpack there. Let's first look at 专科. So that means like a trade school. And I'm familiar with this word because for 1 year I taught English at a trade school. And I think the way that I would have said that back then was 我在一所专科学校教英文. I would always say 专科学校. I wouldn't just say 专科. Is that just because she's speaking very casually? Would you normally say it that way? Or what am I missing here?
她应该是说的没有那么正式吧。就应该是说是她是专科学校的。
So she's still talking about the school. She just doesn't say school. And then right before that, she says the guy's entire family, 嫌弃。他, so 嫌弃 is a verb. And I found a lot of translations for this word. But how would you best explain what it means?
嫌弃就是有点厌恶，有点瞧不起一个人的那种感觉。
他是不是不以为然这个意思 ？Or 不赞成 ，to disapprove。
对，这里有不赞成的意思。就比如说，假设你是一个特别干净的人，然后这个时候来了一个，这个例子可能不太好。
Okay, I think I have a good example. Could I say, 比如说我在抽烟。然后我妈妈很讨厌我抽烟的习惯。Can I say 我的妈妈很不赞成我在抽烟？
对对对对对对，就很嫌弃你抽烟这件事情。
Okay, all right. So to disapprove, and I think that works perfectly in this example here. So his entire family disapproved of the fact that she was a student from a trade school.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. And why is that?
他们觉得这个女孩子配不上211的男的。
A couple more things to unpack there. So first of all, let's talk about what is a 211 man? What is that?
这个211指的是中国的就特别好的大学，就叫211。
All right, so it is a school that's like top tiered. And in China, what would that be?
应该就是说北大呀、清华呀这种学校。
Okay.So why are they called 211 schools?
这个是国家好像出了一个政策，然后就是用那个政策来给这些特别好的这种顶级的学校就起了这个名字。这个政策的基本意思就是说要为中国建立顶级的大学，然后这个政策的代号就叫211，所以大家以后就用这个211学校来代替说顶级的学校。
I think if I understand what you're saying, that first of all, the government came out with this 政策, this policy, and the policy had something to do with establishing top-tiered schools, like maybe having a way to rank the schools and saying, okay, this one is top, and this was second best and third best and so on.
Yeah, I think they just categorize in a more clear and standard way so people can know, you know,Which schools are the top tier? Which schools are the second best?
Okay. And the policy had a policy number. Is that right? Like, and so it was known as policy number 211. Okay. And so now these schools, these top tier schools are known as 211 schools.
对，然后我刚才又查了一下这个211，它还有一种说法，它一个是说是就是说国家政策，还有一个说法是国家面向21世纪重点建设100所学校。前面的这个21就代表的是21世纪，后面的那个1就代表的是100个学校。
Okay, so in the policy, they wanted to establish 100 top-tiered schools for the 21st century.
对对。
Is that right? Okay, and that's why it's 211. So 21 for the 21st century, and then the other one standing for 100 top-tiered schools.
对。
Okay.
但是我觉得80%的或者90%的中国人可能也不知道这个211为什么叫211。
Okay. So this could be a case where a foreign student learning Chinese knows more about Chinese than a Chinese person.
对。
Okay. That's great. 那太好了。Okay, so this guy went to a top-tiered school. We don't know which one. But because of this, and because the girl, she went to a trade school.Which are those easy to get into, hard to get into? How do those work in China?
专科一般相对来说比本科更容易进去，就是如果你基本上是考不上了本科，本科就指的是 undergraduate school, like 4-year college. 如果你考不上的话，那么下一个的 choice 就是专科。专科可以指的是2年或者是3年的大学，但是拿到的学历就叫做专科学历。它和 undergraduate 还是不太一样，就应该是 junior college.
Okay.
然后你可以 continue, later on 你可以 continue. 它还有一种专科的意思，就可能是指的是专门学习某一种技能的学校，也可以叫做专科学校。对。
Okay, I got it. So it can be either, like you were saying, a junior college, and that's not like an undergraduate school where you get a 4-year degree, but rather...You get a 2-year degree, or maybe it's 3 years, but probably not 4. Or it could also be like a technical institute or trade school where you go there to learn a specific skill.
对，是的。
Okay. All right. Got it. So his family did not approve because they just simply thought that he was way too good for her, right? So then what happens next?
后来某天，这男的突然跟我同学说想结婚。
Okay. All right. So just out of the blue, he suddenly tells this girl's classmate that he wants to get married. Okay. And then?
所以我的同学还挺激动。后来知道是男的的爸爸得癌症了。
Okay. Let's go back a little bit. I just wanted to ask you about 激动。So I know that it means to be excited.How is that different from 兴奋?他挺兴奋。
兴奋一般就指的是比较短的一些。
Okay.
小孩子拿到一个糖很兴奋。然后比如说你打网球比赛得了冠军,兴奋好像就有点不够了,就可以说很激动。
Okay. So then I would say that it's also a little bit a higher degree, right? So if I say I'm excited, that's one thing. If I say I'm thrilled...That means I'm really excited, right? So it's like a higher level. So would you agree?
对对对对。
Okay, got it. So anyway, she was thrilled. And then you were already saying the other part. So then it turns out that the guy's father had cancer. 他得癌症了。So he got cancer. And then he needed what exactly?
他需要有人伺候照顾。
Do these...Two words usually go together. So 照顾 means to take care of somebody. 伺候 also seems to mean taking care of somebody. Is there a difference?
其实差不多，这两个词你也可以用一个。
Okay.
就是需要有人伺候也可以，需要有人照顾也可以。就是伺候一般是用就是说年轻的来照顾年长的叫伺候。然后照顾好像 either way, 可以对比你年纪大的人也可以说照顾，对比你年纪小的人也可以说是在照顾，你可以照顾你的孩子。但是你一般好像不会说你要伺候你的孩子。
Okay, that would sound strange. I'm guessing. All right. So 伺候, the meaning is you're taking care of somebody from an older generation. That's the implication there. I'm taking care of my grandmother or my mother. But 照顾could go either direction. It could be I'm 照顾ing my grandmother or mother, or I'm looking after my daughter.
Mm-hmm. 对对对。
All right. They needed somebody to look after him, and so 就想起他这个大冤种了。So we've gotten to the key word of our story, all right, which is
大冤种。
Okay. Big, right? 大. And then we have 冤种。So we already said that it kind of means somebody who's a doormat. 冤, I know it comes from 冤枉, right? Like if I say 我被冤枉了。I've been falsely accused.
Mm-hmm.
So yuan has some sort of meaning of being wronged in some way. What about zhong?
应该就是指的是一个 type of person.
Mm-hmm.
就这种人的种。
Okay. 大冤种。小冤种有吗？
好像也不常听说。
Okay. What about yuan zhong? 一定要说大。还是能不能光说冤种？
好像一般就是大冤种，或者是还有一种说法叫冤大头，都可以。
冤大头，头 is in head?
Yeah, big head of the... like, other people take big advantage of you. 你就是一个冤大头，或者是大冤种。
Ah, okay. 男的、女的都可以当大冤种吗？
没有什么男女的区分。
Okay. All right. So it's an equal opportunity insult.
对。
Okay. I was learning recently another word. This is only for guys, though. I think it's 舔狗. Have you heard this one?
对,这个好像最近这几年比较常用。
Okay. So that would be kind of like a doormat, right? But only a guy.
Uh-huh. 应该是。
Okay. 舔狗. So 狗 is dog.And 舔, is that to lick or is that to be sweet?
舔是 to lick, not a 舔, 舔, 舔.
So it's not second tone, it's third tone. It's like a licking dog.
Uh-huh.
And what exactly is a 舔狗?
就是应该是一个男的的大冤种吧。就是比如说他有一个女朋友让他做什么他就做什么然后随叫随到就是随时都。听他的命令，就像一个狗一样。
Okay, yeah, and I think in the example I heard, the guy was lavishing his girlfriend with lots of expensive gifts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was buying her a lot of stuff, so. All right, so that's a 舔狗. He needed somebody to take care of his dad, and so he thought of this girl's classmate, the big doormat, the total doormat. 就想起他这个大冤种。So 想起 is like to think of. So he needed that, and so he thought of her. And then, okay, the next part.
So 你别说他还真去了呢。
She says 他还真去了呢。So she actually went. But right before that, she says 你别说。So you don't say. Why does she say that?
就是 you wouldn't believe this, right?
Okay. I don't think I've heard this very often. 很常用吗？
挺常用的。你别说
okay.
还挺常用的。
You wouldn't believe this, but it's used very often. Okay.
对。
That's good. All right, so anytime you're telling a real juicy story, 你在讲一个八卦故事的时候你会说啊，你别说他怎么怎么样。
Uh-huh, 可以对。
Okay, got it. All right, so we're at the end of the story now, and it does not have a happy ending.
Yeah, so 伺候了半年。最后男的也没有娶她。
Okay, 伺候了半年。So after half a year of basically this girl taking care of the man's father, 最后男的也没娶她。So 娶 is for a guy to marry a girl. In the end, he didn't marry her. Very sad.
对。大冤种。
对对对,就是。All right, this is a very sad ending, but let's go ahead and listen to our story one more time.
高中同学谈了个某省农村的，男的去他学校找他，一分钱没有，还得他出路费，再跟他要几块钱买饼吃。然后他全家嫌弃他是专科，配不上211的男的。后来某天，这男的突然跟我同学说想结婚，我同学还挺激动。后来知道是男的爸爸得癌症了，需要有人伺候照顾，就想起他这个大冤种了。你别说，他还真去了呢，伺候了半年，最后男的也没娶她。
Okay, and now it is time for pronunciation training. And this is the part of our show where we take some of the longer sentences from the story and we break them down word by word, phrase by phrase, and give you a chance to practice saying them back with us at home or wherever you happen to be.
好的，现在是我们的练习时间。欢迎大家，无论是在家里、在车上，还是在任何的地方，都可以跟我们一起边听边练。
Pronunciation training. Repeat after me, then respond to the question.
请跟我重复一遍，然后回答下面的问题。
我一高中同学谈了个某省农村的某省农村的我一高中同学谈了个某省农村的男的去他学校找他，去他学校找他。男的去他学校找他。一分钱没有，一分钱没有，还得他出路费，还得他出路费。我一高中同学谈了个某省农村的，男的去他学校找他，一分钱没有，还得他出路费。
你高中同学找了个什么样的男朋友？
我一高中同学谈了个某省农村的，男的去他学校找他，一分钱没有，还得他出路费。
然后，他全家嫌弃，他全家嫌弃。他是专科，然后他全家嫌弃他是专科。配不上211的男的， 配不上211的男的。然后他全家嫌弃他是专科，配不上211的男的。
那后来他的家人是怎么想的？
然后他全家嫌弃他是专科，配不上211的男的。
我同学还挺激动。我同学还挺激动。后来知道，后来知道是男的爸爸得癌症了。后来知道是男的爸爸得癌症了。需要有人伺候、照顾。需要有人伺候照顾。我同学还挺激动。后来知道是男的爸爸得癌症了。需要有人伺候照顾。我同学还挺激动，后来知道是男的爸爸得癌症了，需要有人伺候照顾。
那女孩同意了吗？
我同学还挺激动，后来知道是男的爸爸得癌症了，需要有人伺候照顾。
就想起，就想起他这个大冤种。就想起他这个大冤种了。
他爸爸病了之后呢？
就想起他这个大冤种了。
It seems like, okay, 在讲这个故事的女性，她也是在嫌弃她以前的同学。你觉得呢？
我觉得不是嫌弃吧，只是替她做的事情感到可惜。
Well, just because, you know, she says 大冤种, so she calls her own classmate this doormat, so that's kind of what made me think, all right, 她有一点嫌弃她了。
我觉得如果他们是好朋友的话，也不能完全说是嫌弃，可能只是替他觉得不值得吧。Not worth it. Yeah, for the relationship. Not worth it.
Okay. In some ways, do you feel like this is sort of her fault for being someone who's so easily used? Or do you believe it's the guy. He's just a terrible person. What are your thoughts?
我觉得这个女孩有点恋爱脑吧，但是主要的责任还是在这个男的。I think the guy is a very selfish person.
Right.
The breakup is a good thing for the girl.
Yes.
对。
Yes, I agree with that. I definitely agree. Do you think this is very common that there are a lot of guys that would behave this way? Maybe girls too. I don't know.
我觉得都有。所以就是谈恋爱的时候要擦亮眼睛。就是 like clear your eyes, make your eyes clear, 擦亮眼睛。
Okay.
所以我觉得这个女孩其实挺好的。她可以为别的人付出，全心全意的去爱一个人。她只是没有碰到一个对的人。如果她碰到这个一个真心对她的人，她会很幸福。我觉得这个男的不会幸福，太 selfish。
I agree. She's obviously a very good person. One day, hopefully, she will find a person who's just like her, and the two of them will be very happy. But this guy in the story, he's almost pure evil, I think. And it doesn't always happen this way, but I think that sometimes like attracts like. So an evil guy is going to attract an equally evil woman. Like, that's the kind of woman that he's going to fall in love with. And then they're just going to be miserable together.
对对对，希望是这样。
Yes, me too, me too.
这个中文有一句话叫做善有善报，恶有恶报，不是不报，时候未到。
Okay.
知道是什么意思吗？
I can kind of get the gist of it. All right, so shan is like 善良的善, right?
对对。
Okay, and bao is a reward.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so shan you shan bao. So good rewards good, maybe?
对对对。
Okay, and then what was the rest of it? E you e bao.
Uh-huh.
So evil rewards evil, basically, or it gets an evil reward. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then what's the rest of it?
不是不报，时候未到。
不是不报，时候未到。I guess I'm a little lost on that one.
所以就是说，他们现在还没有这个 consequence. It's not like they will not have it in the future. It's just the time has not arrived yet.
Okay, their time is coming kind of thing.
对。
Okay, very interesting. Can you say that one more time?
善有善报，恶有恶报，不是不报，时候未到。
And I definitely hope that is true, at least in this situation.
是的。
All right, guys. Well, until next time, we just want to remind you that 你学好中文 and what is the 善报? What's the reward?
学好中文可以增加你的魅力。
That's exactly right. Okay, and until next time, 再见。
好的，再见。